The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include rock and roll, funk, modern dance, food for thought, plus a whole lot more. By far the biggest event in the region this weekend is Wilco's 3-day Solid Sound Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams. Predictably, however, the biannual festival is entirely sold out. Take heart, though. There are tons of other events and performances to choose from as the summer season truly gets underway during this pre-July 4th weekend. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, who emerged from the same mid-1970s New Jersey Shore bar band scene as did their colleague, friend, and sometimes songwriter Bruce Springsteen, bring their horn-laced R&B to the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. I saw Southside Johnny in the Asbury Jukes a bunch of times back in the day, and their concerts were full of moody peaks and ecstatic valleys, not unlike the Boss's shows. They play a lot of tunes written by Springsteen, especially directly for them, as well as some by founding member Stephen Van Zandt, back then known as Miami Steve, eventually known as Little Steven, but mostly known to all as Silvio Dante for his role in The Sopranos. Their best-known songs include The Fever, not the Peggy Lee tune, but a Springsteen pen number, Talk to Me, This Time It's for Real, Love on the Wrong Side of Town, Trapped Again, and Miami Steve's I Don't Want to Go Home. And their shows typically conclude with the audience up on its feet and dancing and singing along to a spirited version of Sam Cooke's Having a Party. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Speaking of 1970s outfits that still get audiences up out of their seats for a dance party, quintessential 70s dance band Earth, Wind, and Fire returns to Tanglewood in Lenox tonight, bringing the group's phenomenal catalog of number one jazzy R&B and disco hits, including Shining Star, That's the Way of the World, September, After the Love Has Gone, and Sing a Song. Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass. Gets its summer season up and running with two fascinating dance companies in residency this weekend, with performances tonight through Sunday. Compañía Irene Rodríguez performs its Cuban-based amalgam of dance, uniting traditional flamenco and Spanish dances with vibrant Afro-Cuban rhythms, ballet, and contemporary techniques. The program features two Pillow-commissioned world premieres, including La Desesperación, inspired by Edvard Munch's iconic painting, The Scream. The company performs with five seasoned flamenco musicians, accompanying them with arrangements for saxophone, percussion, bass, and guitar. Also at the Pillow this weekend are Abby Z and the New Utility making their Jacob's Pillow debut with Abandoned Playground at the Doris Duke Theater. Abby Z's unique movement vocabulary brings together hip-hop, West African, and postmodern dance styles. Author Mitch Horowitz appears in the Food for Thought series featuring dinner and discussion at Hancock Shaker Village just outside of Pittsfield, Mass. Tonight at 6 p.m. Horowitz, the author of Occult America, The Secret History of How Mysticism Shaped Our Nation, will discuss the genesis of spirituality and mysticism and its impact on modern American culture, politics, and religion. Also of interest this weekend, a new sculpture exhibit opens at Chesterwood in Stockbridge, Mass. Singer-songwriter Heather Maloney celebrates her terrific new album at Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Stu and Heidi premiere their new musical at the Ankrum Opera House tonight and Saturday. Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters appear at Flying Cat Music in Phoenicia, New York tonight at 7:30 p.m. And the summer season at PS21 in Chatham, New York gets underway officially on Saturday at 8 p.m. with an opening night review featuring performances by members of the Jamal Jackson Dance Company, Dance Hagenbottom, Parsons Dance, Fiddler Jeremy Kittle, and comedian Hillary Chaplin. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.